Hi, and welcome to Write Better Now, a podcast of quick weekly writing tips meant to help you become a better writer.
We're your hosts, and I'm here with New York Times bestselling author Carrie Jones and wife extraordinaire.
And I'm here with copy editor extraordinaire Sean Farrar.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, it's Write Better Now, and it's me, Carrie, solo again. And this week's episode is called Don't Chunk, the Brain Science Behind Bad Exposition. Before we start, just once again, let's explain that exposition is a literary device that, according to Masterclass, quote, is meant to relay in background information about a main character, setting, event, or other element of the narrative. Exposition comes from the Latin word expositum denum, which literally means showing forth. Sorry about that. I always want to make fun of Latin. I'm a bad human. But in story exposition, it basically just, it bores the reader or breaks up the forward motion of the plot. So why does that suck? Well, there's this thing called working memory, and most of our brains can only keep four or five things inside our memory at one time. That's not super good, because it's only just four or five things, and there are like 8,000 things I need to be remembering right now, including how to remember how to breathe. Like that. So our brains adapted. Oops, I scared the dog. Our brains adapted because our brains are awesome, and they do this cool thing to make up for our lack of working memory, and it's called chunking. As Anne Holly, writing for StoryGrid, explains, chunking is when we group ideas so that together they occupy only four or five available memory slots in our brain. Or the APA Dictionary of Psychology says chunking is the process by which the mind divides large pieces of information into smaller units, chunks, that are easier to retain in short-term memory. One item in memory can stand for multiple other items. She cites Steven Pinker, who wrote The Sense of Style, and gives this example. MD, PhD, RSB, PCEOIHOP. If we don't chunk those 16 letters together, we would have a much harder time remembering them. But we can chunk them like this. MD, PhD, RSVP, CEO, IHOP, and voila! You think about the doctor and the PhD who RSVP'd to the CEO of IHOP. Kind of amazing, right? So exposition inserted into our stories as an info dump, it keeps us from chunking. It makes our brains work harder, and that can make our brains just like flash right out of the story. Spoiler alert, be kind to your readers' brains. Most of them don't want to be taken out of the story, but immersed in it. There's a whole ton more of stuff about exposition on my Substack, Living Happy, and also on my blog, Carrie Jones Books.blog. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, thanks for listening to Write Better Now. These podcasts and more writing tips are on Carrie's website, carriejonesbooks.blog. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, or share this podcast.
There's a donation button over there on my blog and lots of other content. And honest to goodness, you sound like such a mama. Honest to goodness, even a dollar inspires us to do a happy dance. So thank you for your support. The music that you hear is made available through the Creative Commons, and
it's a bit of a shortened track from the fantastic Mr. Ruiz, and the track is Arctic Air, off the album Winter Haze, Summer Days. So that brings us close. You got weed themed music on our stuff, honey.
All our podcasts.
Broke for spleef.
Hey, and if you like this podcast,
Summer Spleef.
You can listen to Dogs Are Smarter Than People for Carrie Jones Poems or Loving the Strange. Thanks for listening.
The other two are funny. This one's serious.
So serious.